many years ago. Many years ago in our street, there lived an old woman who had but one son, whose name was Jack. Jack's father had died when Jack was no more than a garçon, but Jack's mother went out to work to support her son and herself. As Jack grew older, she still went out and worked, for the good reason that Jack did not like work. The people in the street used to say that Jack was only good for three things. He was good for eating, he was good for smoking, and he was good for drinking. Now, to give him his due, he never beat his mother or abused her verbally. All he did was to skedaddle to England when she was too old to go out to work. Years passed, but she never had a line from her only son. Every Christmas she would stand inside her window waiting for a card or a letter. She waited in vain. When Christmas came to our street, it came with a loud laugh and an expansive humour that healed old wounds and lifted the hearts of young and old. If the Christmas that came to our street were a person, he would be something like this. He would be in his 60s, but glowing with rude health. His face would be flushed and chubby, with sideburns down to the rims of his jaws. He would be wearing gaiters and a bright tweed suit, and he would be mildly intoxicated. His pockets would be filled with silver coins for small boys and small girls, and for the older folk he would have a party at which he would preside with his waistcoated pants extending benignly and his posterior benefiting from the glow of a roaring log fire. There would be scalding punch for everybody, and there would be roast geese and ducks, their beautiful golden symmetries exposed in large dishes and tantalising gobs of potato stuffing oozing and busting from their rear-end stitches. There would be singing and storytelling and laughter and perhaps a tear here and there when absent friends were toasted. There would be gifts for everybody, and there would be great goodwill as neighbours embraced, promising to cherish each other truly till another 12 months had passed. However, Christmas is an occasion and not a person. A person can do things, change things, create things, but all our occasions are only what we want them to be. For this reason, Jack's mother waited Christmas after Christmas for word of her wandering boy. To other houses would come stout registered envelopes from distant loved ones who remembered. There would be bristling, crumply envelopes from America with noble rectangular checks and crisp, clean dollars to delight the eye and comfort the soul. There would be parcels and packages of all shapes and sizes, so that every house became a warehouse until the great day came when all goods would be distributed. Now it happened that in our street there was a postman who knew a lot more about his residents than they knew about themselves. When Christmas came, he was waited with bags of letters and parcels. People awaited his arrival the way children await a bishop on Confirmation Day. He was not averse to indulging in a drop of the comforts, wherever such comforts were tended, but comforts or no, the man was always sensitive to the needs of others. In his heart resided the spirit of Christmas. Whenever he came to the house where the old woman lived, he would crawl on all fours past the window. He just didn't have the heart to go by and be seen by her. He hated disappointing people, particularly old people. For the whole week before Christmas, she would take up her position behind the faded curtains, waiting for the letter, which never came. Finally, the postman could bear it no longer. On Christmas Eve, he delivered to our house a mixed bunch of cards and letters. Some were from England. He requested one of these envelopes when its contents were removed. He rewrote the name and address, and also he wrote a short note, which he signed, "Your loving son, Jack." Then from his pocket, he extracted a 10-shilling note, a considerable sum in those far-off days. He placed the note in the envelope. There was no fear that the old woman would notice the handwriting, because if Jack was good at some things, as I have already mentioned, he was not good at other things, and one of these was writing. In fact, Jack could not write his own name. When the postman came to the old woman's door, he knocked loudly. When she appeared, he put on his best official voice and said, "Sign for this, if you please, missus." The old woman signed and opened the envelope. The tears appeared in her eyes, and she cried out loud, "I declare to God, but Jack is a scholar." "True for you," said the postman, "and I dare say he couldn't get in touch with you until he learned how to write." I always knew there was good in him, she said. I always knew it. There's good in everyone, missus, said the postman, as he moved on to the next house. The street was not slow in getting the message, and in the next and last post there were many parcels for the old woman. It was probably the best Christmas the street ever had, and it showed that concern for others enriches all our Christmases.